This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Within a 24-hour period, at least 4,000 people have died globally from the COVID-19 virus, about 1,000 of those occurring in the United States. The number of infections globally is now approximately 11.6 million, more than 2.9 million in the United States. The top U.S. infectious disease expert, Anthony Fauci, said during a conversation with National Institutes of Health Director Francis Collins that the United States is still knee-deep in the first wave of the coronavirus pandemic. New York officials say hospitals there released more than 6,300 recovering coronavirus patients into nursing homes during the height of the pandemic under a controversial now-scrapped policy. But they argued it was not to blame for one of the nation's highest nursing home death tolls. Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration, which has taken intense criticism over the policy, instead contended the virus' rampant spread through the state's nursing homes was propelled by more than 20,000 infected home staffers, many of whom kept going to work unaware they had the virus in March and April. Another 17,000 workers were infected through early June. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau Monday turned down an invitation to visit the White House this week because of the coronavirus. The free trade agreement among the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Federal prosecutors say a West Virginia woman who had served in the Air Force planned to offer classified information to the Russian government. Prosecutors Monday announced that Elizabeth Jo Shirley of Hedgeville pleaded guilty as part of a plea agreement to one count each of willful retention of national defense information and international parental kidnapping. Prosecutors say she took her daughter to Mexico in July 2019 with the intent of contacting Russian government representatives there. This is VOA News.